So today's daf is daf pei tet. Be careful not to put your foot in your mouth today, because we already did the Mishnah, and maybe we should review it. Let's review that Mishnah on pei chet on the base, and continue with the Gemara. The Mishnah darshins the pasuk v'neder almana ugrusha yakumu leha, which is rather obvious, since there's no one around to be made for. If there's no husband and there's no father, why in the world would I think that it wouldn't be Yakum Aleha? It's got to be addressing a case where there is someone to do the Afara who nonetheless is unable to do the Afara. What would be that case? Amra ha-reini nizira la'akar shloshim yom. And then in the midst of that period of shloshim yom, she gets married. So there is somebody to be made for the neder at the time that the neder would be chal. Because at the time that the neder was made, it was a neder without anyone around to be made for. So apparently the Mishnah is saying that we look at the time of the Amirat HaNeder and not at the time of the Chalot HaNeder in order to determine the rights of Hafara. And therefore, in the opposite case, where Nadra Behib Rishut HaBaal, so then he could be mefer, what would be the chiddush, where she had said, Harin Israel Akar Shloshim Yom, and the Baal died. Now for Pisha de Talmana, or she gets divorced before the neder was actually chal, b'tosh Shloshim. Nonetheless, since the Baal was mefer, at a time when the neder had already been stated, even though the Maisit hadn't actually yet been chal, the halacha is that hareza mufar, we don't consider the hafara to have been just sitting in the air. It's a kosher hafar. Nadra bo bayom, nidgarsha bo bayom, yechzira bo bayom, eno yachol lahafer. Furthermore, if she, at the same, with the same husband, she ends up now having been migureshet, after having actually been married, not just Erison, of course, and then she goes and remarries him, even though the second marriage may have been even a erison and not yet nisuin. Ain't no yachol la'afer anyway, even together with the father, because she's already yotzei merishut the father anyway. So therefore, what good would it be? He would be trying to be made for bekodmim, because these were nedarim that existed prior to his current marriage, even though it was a relationship with him, that's irrelevant. Because certainly, not only do we define in this Mishnah the point at which there's a relationship to the hafara, but also the nature of the relationship of the hafara. In other words, it's not the individual relationship, it's the relationship legally defined for the hafara. That is to say, the current nisuin, or the current erison, assuming that there's not. So, koshi atzad roshut atzma, sha'achat eno yachol afer, is no different than any baal who cannot be made for the kodmim, and since there's no father, even if he's only an orus now, there's no way that he could be yoreish his own previous rights to Nidor. Now, in the Braita that we're about to learn, it would appear that the Mishnah is not Divrei HaKol. Because the Braita says as follows, Tanya, Almanau grusha she'amra, hareini nizira likishe enase v'nise. Here we have a woman that does not have any other rishus on her. She makes a neder of Nizirut, which will only be chal on her when she gets married. And she does get married. Now, it would appear, according to our Mishnah, that there cannot be a hafara, because we go at the time of the Amira, at the time of the Amira, there was no husband. Nonetheless, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says, in this case, since the neder was only chal at a time when there is a husband, that husband can be made for. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yafer, which, yeah, that makes sense. Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yafer, that's the Mishnah, because at the time of the Amira, there was no one around to be made for it. Now, the Simona, just to remember the organization of this Braita, is Yalali. You got lots of problems over here. But that's Yafer, Lo Yafer, Lo Yafer, Yafer. This is depending on the case, because the next, so far we've seen Yafer and Lo Yafer. That is Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yafer, Rabbi Akiva Omer Lo Yafer. And now we have the opposite case, which is where she is currently in Eishes Ish, and she says, Areni Nizira, Likishe Edgaresh, so that the neder would be chal at a time when there is no one to be made for, but nonetheless was stated at a time that there was someone to be made for. So in this case, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are completely consistent by reversing what they said. So Rabbi Shmuel says, in this case, Lo Yafer, because at the time that it's chal, there is nobody around because she only had the chalot after she gets divorced, was on her own to do the afara. This is Rabbi Yishmael's shita, that we go according to the time of the chalot of the neder, and not according to the time of the amira of the neder. Whereas Rabbi Akiva, Omer Yafer, what is this machloket based on? Omer Rabbi Yishmael, look, it says in the Torah, the neder almana ugrusha, yakum aleha. So that's the neder means the the neder is not a statement. The neder is a state. And the state has to be chal, therefore, as a almana v'grusha, for it not to be meferable. So it's making it dependent in the state and not the statement. Rabbi Akiva says, well, you're reading half of the pasuk, my friend. It says, neder almana grusha kol asher asra nafsha yakum aleha. Now, obviously, the kol asher asra nafsha is the act of saying that it should be yisur. What I am currently making asur. So I'm currently making asur. Who cares when it's chal? It goes according to the amira. And therefore, aje isure haneder, b'shat amunut v'gerushin. You go according to when the isur of the neder was made, not where the state actually comes into being, which could be a year later, 30 days later, as the case in the Mishnah. Says Rav Chista, well, there's no way out of it. I mean, obviously, our Mishnah is only going only to Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah clearly states that we look at the time of the statement and not the time of the chalot. And that's exactly the opposite of Rabbi Yishmael. Says Abaye, not necessarily. You're oversimplifying things. Notice that there's a tremendous difference between the case of the Mishnah and the case that the Braita has with Rabbi Yishmael. In the case of the Braita, the woman specifically made a condition where the condition tied the neder to either the presence or the lack of presence of someone who could do the afar. The Mishnah talks about a case which is completely coincidental. She said it's 30 days. It happened to be the Baal dropped dead within those 30 days. Or it happened to be she got married within those 30 days. There was no way that the neder was innately tied to the state of marriage or divorce, or almanut, right? It just happened to turn out that way. Now, it may well be that the only time that Rabbi Yishmael, I mean, obviously Rabbi Yishmael is not ignoring the Pasuk. Pasuk mentions two points, the neder and the asra al nafsha. What it may be is that Rabbi Yishmael is saying that in a case where she ties the neder to, the asra al nafsha is tied to the chalot of the neder, and we're talking about in what context is it tied? In the context that we're referring to. Is there someone to be made for, or is there a yakum aleha? So maybe there Rabbi Yishmael is ready to say that we look at, indeed, the chalot, because the neder was made with that in mind. But in a case like the Mishnah, where it's completely coincidental, maybe he would agree. Right now, what's the status of this neder? It's like any other neder. And it could certainly be chal at a time when the husband is still alive. Or it could certainly have been chal where there's no one around. That's all that counts. Therefore, says Abaye, the Mishnah may well work out, even I'll leave it at Rabbi Yishmael. Afilu tema Rabbi Yishmael, note that matnitin talya nafsha binisuin. Matnitin talya nafsha, it's when Richie walks in that everything just went. Matnitin talya nafsha biyumi. Look in the Gemara. The Mishnah ties the neder to days. In the Braita, she ties the neder to the actual nisuin, tie nafsha nisuin, either the dissolving of a nisuin to a gerushin or to the creation of a nisuin. So in the case of our Mishnah, shama yume velo nidgarish, shama yume velo mitnasa. Can't the day, certainly the 30 days be over without a gerushin, or the 30 days be over without a nisuin? Yes. In which case, there's no particular reason why we should view the chalot as being something that is different than the amira. It's just the coincidence that it was. And so, memela, it's very possible that Rabbi Yishmael Shita is limited to the particular case of the bride. Now, looking at this from a global perspective, we have two mishnayot that teach a klal in opposite ways. Now, remember that a klal comes now, whatever we say, Zaklal, it comes to expand what we would have thought was included under the rules. In our mission, we have Zaklal, Koshi Yatzal, Rishut Atzma Sha'achat, Eni Yochol HaAfer. But we had the opposite klal back in the Perek of Na'ara, where over there we were saying, it doesn't matter how many times she gets divorced from the Erisin. You were talking about the Nisuin. But we had the opposite klal. And the opposite klal was that called Kosheloyatzalushunatzmashaka. Avia Ubala Haron, referring to Erisin, made for Nina Darel. Now it's strange that we should have an expansive klal when it comes to not having left the Rishus of the Av, and an expansive klal when it comes to having left the Rishus of the Av. Obviously, each one needs to include a case which I would have thought is not included in the original case of the Mishnah. So the Gemara, now that we have a chance to take these two Mishnayos and contrast them, Gemara wants to look at what the two are being marked. So let's take, first of all, the original Zaklal. Zaklal diktoni gabi na'ara ha'ma'urasa. Which, of course, is not our case. Our case is talking about Nisuin. But we had in the Perek na'ara ha'ma'urasa, it said over there, Zaklal, kol shelo yatzal rishut atzmasha achat, and now she's got her 100th erisin on the same day. Now the last oris and the father together are made for the nedarim. What is that coming to include that I would have thought would be considered to be Yotzei Mershuto, but it's not Yotzei Mershuto. It's Lo Yatzah Mershuto. Ah, that's coming to talk about a case where there was a Mesira of the daughter to her Baal. And remember, we said before, if he hands it over, even though it's not at the actual Chuppah, he hands over his daughter to the family, and now they're going to their own city, and they're prepared to Chuppah, and so on and so forth. That's considered to be Mesira L'Chuppah. That's enough. She left his rishus. But in a case where the father doesn't let go, he continues to walk with them, or he sends a levui. So now he's got shluchim that are walking with them to go to this other city where the chuppah will be. There, even though he handed her over, he didn't really hand her over. So that's not yotzei mishutav, as the fathers of daughters of this room may well have experienced. Well, we know already what kind of son-in-law was from the previous Mishnah, that no good jerk wouldn't be nene for me. So in that case, the father wants to still maintain a little bit of a yad. So that's coming to tell me that even that is included in lo yatzar mishutavia, kol shelo yatzar mishutavia, so there's some level of control, there's still strings attached. Whereas the Zaklal diktani gabi in our Mishnah, the Elu Nidarim, in the Perek of Elu Nidarim, where it says Zaklal kol sheyatsa mirashot, there the Chiddush is where Masarav l'shulchei Abal, despite the fact that she has not as yet gone to the Chuppah, so you would say, okay, so I mean, is really the Rishut of the father is still there? I mean, if at this point the Baal dies and they end up never getting to the Chuppah, I mean, she goes back to her father. It was a Yosef Rishut of the Kamashman, a tremendous chiddush, that despite the chuppah never having taken place, Masar Avla Shulchei Abba, Oshim Masro Shulchei Avla Shulchei Abba, that ain't Abba made for Bekodmin in this case. He can never go back and say, well, okay, but now, the new Baal, the new Oros, can never come back and say, okay, but she didn't really leave your shud. That old guy, you had him knocked off before she ever married her. So now, basically, it's okay for you to be made for together with me Bekodmin, because I'm an Oros, your father. Too late, says the Mishnah. Yatzei Mishutavia, and he can no longer help the new Baal, even though he's only an Orus, to go ahead and be made for the Kodmi. Now, the truth is we've got three situations in which a woman is Yatzei Mishutavia. The obvious situation is where the father dies. That's pretty clear cut. The other situation would be where he technically dies, which is what we just discussed, is Yatzei Mishutavia. So she got married, now she got divorced, or she became an almanah, her husband died. There she's considered to have no father, even though the father is alive, she's still a nara. She's a yetoma b'chayei avia, as we call it. She's a legal yetoma, the father lost rishut over her. And the third case, of course, is she's a bokeret. There's really those three possibilities. If you believe in teaching through detail, then you want to make sure that your students understand that there are 9 possible cases, therefore, that we can discuss, in which we have a combination of these situations. And it's important, if you hold like Rebbe Yehuda, we'll see the Chachamim will argue in the Mishnah and say, on the contrary, a better method of teaching is keep it simple and just give over the fundamental rules, let Talmidim figure it out, instead of making them crazy with all kinds of complicated cases. Richie's all for that one. All right. So the Mishnah wants to just give over the 9 possible combinations of the 3 cases that we have. And Saba Josh, that we're fortunate to have with us once again, Baruch Hashem, today, is ready to start off with a rousing.
Look, the Heilige Mishnah.
Teisha Na'arot Nidreihem Kayamim. There's 9 cases. It says Na'arot, by the way. It means 9 cases of the cases that appear in the Perek of Na'arot. It doesn't really mean literal Na'arot. Obviously, some of these cases are by definition Bogrot, if we're going to call the three Yitziyot, one of them is beggar. So there's 9 cases where you will have Nidreihem Kayamim. And that is, you've got a Bogeret, made a neder as a Bogeret, who is Yetoma Bechaye Aviha. She could be now a Nara when she made the neder, and then she was Bagra, and she's Yetoma Bechaye Aviha. And you could have a Nara who never became a Bogeret, so she's still a Nara, made the neder as a Nara, but she was Yotzei Mirshut Aviha because she's a Yetoma Bechaye Aviha. Now, all of these 3 cases are variations on one theme, Yetoma Bechaye Aviha. Now, let's take a look at variations now on an actual Yetoma, or Meit Aviha. So then we can have a Bogeret, who makes a neder as a Bogeret, and her father dies. We can have a Nara, makes a neder as a Nara, becomes a Bogeret, and her father dies. And we can have a Nara, who's still a Nara. This is like the 3 bear thing, right? So she's a Nara, and she's sitting there right now, and she's still a Nara. So she was Lo Bagra, and also her father dies. There's 3 cases of actual Meit Aviha. And then we have 3 cases of beggar, where we have she was a Nara, Meit Aviha, and then after her father's death, she became a Bogeret. Or she may have made the neder as a Bogeret, and she has still Aviha Kayam. Or she could have been a Nara when she made the neder, and then become a Bogeret and Aviha Kayam. So in these cases, we have variations on Bagrut. Reb Yehuda says, by the way, even though we keep talking about, where she was Choseret to the Reshut of the father, that doesn't help. Where he married her off as a Nara. It's interesting. Remember, a father can marry off a daughter as a Ketana. Would she still be a Yetoma Bechaye Aviha, even as a Ketana? Absolutely, says Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a measurement of beggar, Narut, or Katnut. Yetoma Bechaye Aviha simply means someone else's Reshut had taken over at one point or another. So even though she was a ketana, a mesibito ketana, and she was an almana, or she became a grusha, and she was choseret, so she's living now in the house, and so on. Va'adayin hi nara, which of course could mean adayin hi ketana. The reason it says adayin hi nara is I don't want to have to sit here and start explaining to you that we're talking about a ketana who's old enough to be a mufla samach leish, and then the Dora Merchal. And that's why I say adayin hi nara, because I understand that as a nara, the Nidorim will be Chal. I don't need to explain it, but technically speaking, it doesn't matter. She's a Nara, she's a Ketana, she's a Boger, it's all the same. She is a Yetoma Bechaye Aviha anyway. So forget about what the age is. Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, the way of the Mishnah's presentation is only valid according to Rav Yehuda. This is a different Rav Yehuda. The Chachamim say it's wrong to write a Mishnah like this. It's not wrong in what it's saying, it's ridiculous. It's a waste of time. Because you're giving us 9 cases that anyway boil down to 3 cases. A death of a father, a legal removal of the father, and then bagrut. So what's the point of getting into the details? So Chachamim say the way to say the Mishnah, Shalosh Na'arot Nidreihem Kayamim. A bogeret, Yetoma b'chayav, and an actual Yetoma, and an actual Yetoma, and Yetoma b'chayav.
Why does it refer to it as Yetoma b'chayav? Why does it just say Yotzim Rishus? I mean, it's a
vicious kind of thing, huh? Yeah. It hits the father right there in the gall.
That's it.
maybe. It keeps it simpler, no?
No.
Why? Well, I mean, that's one state. There's no father. That's how it's functioning. It's functioning because there's no father. But it raises all kinds of issues. No, seriously, it raises the issue of if there's a function of called a noderet al dat x noderet, why that wouldn't be true of the also. That's where Vayuda says you can chazer on that. You know, well, we weren't here, but we had this whole discussion of why it's only true. It's the round point of that. I mean, if you're going to say that kol noderet al dat so and so noderet would be true, that was the halakha lagabe a bogeret, where the husband now, the husband to be, is providing for it because it's already over 12 months or from the time of Naris, whatever, the 30 days for the bogeret. So the Ron said, don't confuse that with a general class of making a neder al dat somebody. That's only al dat once the Torah has been mechadish. This halacha, which means that a yitoma b'chaye aviha, we don't say that since the father is supporting her, so she is al da'ato noderet, the way we would say about a woman. Therefore, it becomes very important to note. He remains a non-father, so to speak. She's a yitoma, despite the fact that he may be there physically. So it might have actual ramifications in terms of how the halacha is constructed. So we have two cases now in this Mishnah. And this Mishnah, the topic is suggested, basically, by what we just finished. We've been talking about the point at which the neder is chal and its relationship to the one who is being mefer. But that brings up in your mind immediately the question of whether the neder that was made on a tznai and therefore wasn't chal yet, may possibly not even be chal, whether that is a neder that is suitable for hafara at all. After all, it doesn't yet exist. We know that we had a discussion before about the question of the ability to be made for the dorm that have not as yet come into existence. How about if the neder was said, but it was dependent on something? And this is what our mission is going to discuss. Now, it's true that earlier we spoke about cases where a tenai with the neder, such as the cases imerchatz, imlorachatz, if that creates a situation in which you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Meaning that if she keeps the tanai, she's going to be having an inu nefesh, and if she doesn't keep the tanai, she's going to have a neder, which is going to make inu nefesh. Here, our Mishnah introduces a more complex relationship and brings us back to a machloket that we mentioned earlier but have never really reached, and that's the machloket Rabbi Nassim al-Chachomi about whether the neder has to actually have taken place yet before you do the hafara. So we have two cases, and the Mishnah will discuss why it is that we need to have two cases. Konim she'eninen ela abba v'lavicha. She asers the hana'ah of her own father, or the hana'ah of her father-in-law, on herself, with a neder, on one condition. Im osa ni alpicha. If I do something for you, and you are ne'eneh from me, so then this neder should go into effect. So now the Rush explains that this is ultimately the fact that there is such an iser on her through doing something for her husband is something that affects the Baal directly. It's a gnai to him, and therefore it's considered to be dvarim shebino levina. Or she makes a neder. This is the second case. She tells her husband, "Konim she'eni nehenet lach, I will not be nehene from you." If I now am going to do something for your father or for my father. So even though here she's made the neder dependent on a condition, and the condition has not yet taken place, nonetheless, hareza yafer, the Baal can nonetheless be made for these nedarim, because the nedarim that either have inui nefesh or the rabbeinu levina, even if the Isra has not as yet been chal, nonetheless, are going to be in the hands of the Baal to be mefer. So now let's think about the two cases and see why the Mishnah would be constructed along these lines to have two different cases. The Rana explains like this. The Mishnah is essentially lozu, avzu. First, we take the simple case. The case in the Reisha is a case in which whether she keeps the tznai, meaning she doesn't do what she says, or she goes out and does it and triggers the chalos of the neder, in either event, she's in a position in which she's stuck in a situation that affects the Baal at the very least. So in the Reisha, where let's say she's answering herself from the Hana of her father and so on, we know that that is considered to be a Nidrei Inei Nefesh, because as Shmuel said later, even the Yisra Hana of one individual is called Inei Nefesh. This is the way we're following in our Mishnah. And the Tanai, that she will not be Mahaneh Mahala, there's clearly Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina that are involved. So one way or the other, he has at least the rights of Beinu Leveina, if not more. And therefore, perhaps only there it would be possible for the Baal to be Mefer, because whatever it is that she's going to do, if she doesn't give the Hana, then it's Beinu Leveina. If she herself can't be Nana, then it's going to be a Inu Nefesh. But in the second case, where the matter is that she will not be Nana from her husband in the condition that she doesn't do for the father, so there's no problem with the verb Shebeinu Leveina or Inu Nefesh in the condition. Not doing something for her own father, even for the father of the husband, is not something that affects Beinu Leveina directly, and it's certainly not Inu Nefesh. The only thing is that if the neder goes into effect, she's over on the Tanai, and the neder is chal, so then the neder indeed is going to be a neder that does affect her, and that would be something that the Baal could be made for. Therefore, I might have thought that in such a case she cannot be made for, because you don't have Inu Nefesh in the Tanai, you don't have Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina. Therefore, the Chiddush is that since the Tanai is dependent on something that she is most likely going to be nechshalat in the Tanai, and that's what a woman is never going to do anything for her father or for her father-in-law, so he can be Mefer at this point. So in other words, the Tanai of the Mishnah holds, the Baal can be Mefer even though the Neder wasn't Chal. Now, we'll see in the Braita that actually this is a Machloket, and we have two cases which will have different implications. Obviously, when there's two shitot, we don't need to come under lozu avzu. When there's two shitot, each case can illustrate the chumra, the chiddush of one of the shitot. Now let's take a look at the braisa. Tanya, she'eni nehenet la'aba ula avicha imani osalafecha. Okay, so here the first case is, I will not, same case we had, I will not be nehenet from Abba and from your father if I end up doing anything for you. So the Tanai itself is a Beinu Leveina, and the actual neder is an Inui Nefesh, we said. Nonetheless, Rabbi Natan Amer Lo Yafer, Rabbi Natan says, you cannot be Mefer in such a case. And the Chachomim, of course, Omrim Yafer. That was the case of the mission that was going on with the Chachomim. Second case, Netula Nimena Yehudim, Imusham Ashtecha, I shall be Osir in any and all relations, any and all intimate relationships with any Jew, if I have such relationships with you, Rabbi Natan Omer Lo Yafer, that until she actually triggers the netter by sleeping with him, there's no way that he can be Mefer. Whereas the Chachomim Omrim Yafer, even though the netter was not Chal yet, nonetheless you can be Mefer. Now here we have two Chiddushim. In the first case is a chiddush according to Rabbanan. In the second case is a chiddush to Rabbi Natan. Because in the first case, the neder itself is inui nefesh. It's because we're going according to Shmuel, as we said before, even one person's Yisr Hanoh on her is considered to be inui nefesh. And the tanai is something that affects the two of them. It's beinu levanah, if I do something for you. So I might have thought in this case that since we have two different situations, the tanai is a beinu levanah, and the neder itself is an inui nefesh. So there perhaps you can't be give a hafara, because the hafara has to be consistent either in inui nefesh, because that's the situation, or beinu levanah, because that's the situation, but not because you might trigger one because of the other. Kamash malon. Nonetheless, Rabbanan say, yafer even in that case. The second case of netulani min hayudim is a chiddush according to Rabbi Natan. So that over here, there is immediately a problem with Beinu Leveina, and whatever she's going to do. In other words, if she's going to end up now sleeping with him, and she's going to be us and sleeping with anybody. If she's not going to sleep with him, then she's going to end up having Dvarim Shebeinu Leveina.
So, and not sleeping with anyone includes him, we're saying, includes the Baal. So one way or the other, she's got a problem. They know that we know that she's not supposed to be sleeping with him. So I might have thought that in that case, Rabbi Nosson is Moda, that you have a consistent problem. I've got a problem. If she does sleep with me, she won't be able to sleep with me. And if she doesn't sleep with me, she's not sleeping with me. So therefore, we should be able to be made for it. Kamash Balam, nonetheless, since the neder has not as yet been chal, there's no way for him to be mayfair.
And the question is, does this limitation that a neder actually happened, needed to be chal, according to Rabbi Natan, before you can affect it, is that a din in hafara? Or is that a din in dealing with the darim? Perhaps even as a zakein. If there's no neder, I can't be matir, I can't be shoyal on the neder. So there was a guy who was very, very dedicated to Shiva Bar, and he knew his weakness was woman. So he decided, in order to make sure that he's not going to get married before he finishes Shas, so he makes a neder. If I get married before I finish Shas, then I'm not allowed to have an offer from anybody in the world. So he goes ahead, and he says, Ahu gavaditzer hanaya de alma alei asers, any benefit from anyone in the world, if he ever gets married to a woman before kilotanina yokata, before I finish Shas. Okay. So, right, the gapa vetovila, he goes running with his skis and his backpack to the base of Medrash now. And he's, you got that, Richie?
Got it.
He's got his.
He's running to the
Beit HaMedrash. Beit HaMedrash, which happened to be next to the same place where the skis and the Makel and the Tavil. And he really did run. But Velo Amtsi L'mitna didn't help him because he just was never able to understand a word. Kept falling asleep in the daf. So it might have taken him forever to get married.
Next cycle.
Is that Gilgal or cycle of the daf? Which one? So, I mean, he would have kept this up until he was 95. I was a little late to get married. So anyway, Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna felt sort of bad for this guy who keeps believing one of these days I'm going to get through the daf. So he fools him, the Shapsha, he fools him. He says, nah, don't worry, that neder wasn't chal anyway. And he explained to him why it wasn't chal. Thought up some reason. And he got him married. He brings him a girl, he gets married, and now he pours the wine out at the wedding on his suit. Why does he do that? Because he wants the chassam to immediately realize he needs a dry cleaner. But he's usher in the whole world. So what's he going to do now? So what does he do? Visharke Tina, he pours dirt over the guy's suit. And now he says, so now what are you going to do? Now you need a dry cleaner. So Akela Kami to Rav Chisda, the guy goes to Rav Chisda to get a heter for his net. So Omar Rava said, you know, very smart of Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna to fool the guy this way. You know, you need a lot of guts to do this. You got to know exactly. He obviously was afraid that the shita of Rabbi Natan would have prevented a heter of the neder at this point. And the guy would really get discouraged. Right? So he would go to a chacham, try to be matir his neder. Then the chacham would be chayshish for the shita of Rabbi Natan that you can't be. Same way you can't do a hafarah, perhaps. You can't do a heter either. And he would tell him, sorry, there's nothing to do about your neder. So the guy would end up never getting married. So Rav Acha fooled him into thinking there was no neder, so then the neder would be chal, and then he would worry about the neder. If he worries about the neder now, he'll just give up on life. So that's why he did it. And he figured, the kasava, the chieka, the polygraph, anan, rabbi, natan, bahafara, the machlokis over here about whether the neder needs to be chal before a baal can be made for it, so they must be have the same machlokis. Because the question is a question of logic. Can you affect an entity that has not yet come into being? And that must be what it's about.
Rav Papi on her. Rav Papi says, I don't think that Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna is making the same cheshbon over here that Rava claims. I think that actually it's irrelevant. I think that there is no machlokas between Reb Nosson and the Rabbanon when it comes to the question of Sha'ila. And everybody would have agreed that the Chacham cannot be matir unless the Neder was already chal. And therefore, it's not that he was so brilliant, like Rava saying, that he figured out, well, we might have to worry about the Sheet of Reb Nosson. On the contrary, he was saying the halacha straight out as it is. Nothing to do with Rava. The whole machloket Rabbi Nosson and the Chachamim is only when it comes to Hafarat HaBaal. And that's because the concept of Hafarat is the cancellation of something which exists, and a plan to do something is also shayach to the concept of Hafarat, which we can see from the Pasuk. Rabbi Nosson says, look, Ein HaBaal Mefer Elim Ken Chal HaNeder. The concept of Hafarat, even when it comes to just cancellation of something that exists, a plan is not sufficient. And I'll show you, it remes in the Pasuk, Dichtiv. It does say, V'chafra HaLevana. V'chafra HaLevana. It tells us that the concept of Hafara is basically only on something which is Levana, meaning only something which is already built. Obviously, this is a play on words. So Hafra we understand as a concept of embarrassment, but it's similar to the word Hafara. So where there is already a Levana, Levana is that which was already built, just like we use the word Levana as a brick in a building for a binyan, that's only something that already exists. And it's for that reason that we talk about the noders, kilubana bama, and so on. This is Rabbi Nosson. So there was already chal bana, there was already the binyan there, the binyan of the nether. Then you have the embarrassment which can lead to hafara. Mashenka and the Chachomim say, well, you don't need something there to be cancelled. You can even have the cancellation of a plan, as it says in the Pasuk. Dichtiv mefer machshavot arumim. He who cancels out the plans of the wise. Okay, so you see that you don't need to actually have the neder yet. When it comes to the she'ela, everybody would agree, divrei hakol ein chacham matir klum, elim kein chal neder. The chacham can only be matir once the neder is chal. Dichtiv lo yachel devaro, lo yachel devaro implies that only if there is a chalot of his things, do not be mechalel that chalot. But others can be mechalel, that's a reference to the chacham, which means that the chacham can be mechalel only that which was chal. So that's the dover pashut. How can I cancel, how can I uproot something unless it's there for me to uproot? In which case, Rav Acha Bar Rav Huna was not doing anything so brilliant. He was simply taking the normative halacha, which isn't part of the machlokas, Rabbi Nosson and Chachamim vis-a-vis the Hafarat HaBaal. Now we'll see there's a completely different way to look at this tomorrow.
Tanya, Amana Begrusha, Shamran, Amin, Nizira, Lekisha, and Asay, Benisay. Rabbi Yishmol, Amir Yafer, Rabbi Akiva, Amir Lo Yafer. V'simana, Yalali. Eishet Yishamra, Amin, Nizira, Kisha Etgarish, Vinit Garsha. Rabbi Yishmol, Amir Lo Yafer, because at the time that it was Chal, there was nobody there. Rabbi Akiva, Amir Yafer, at the time in it, she said it. That means actually a neder. The chalot of the neder is only b'shat amanut v'gerushin. Rabbi Akiva, no. You're ignoring the rest of the pasuk. Kol asher asra al nafsha, which is the dibur of the yisr. Achi isure neder b'shat amanut v'gerushin. Om Rav Chista, well, there's no way out of it. Matnitin, our mishnah is clearly Rabbi Akiva. Abai Omer, not so. Afilu tebe Rabbi Yishmael. It's a big difference between the two cases. In the Mishnah, matnitin talya nafsha biyume, whereas in the Braitha, talya nafsha in the actual state of the nisuim or the divorce. So in our Mishnah, you could certainly have a run out of the 30 days, shomu yomi, velomit garsha, shomu yomi, velomit nasva, and it would be perfectly normal, whereas in the Braitha, that's impossible. What is that coming la'atuyeh? We're over there. The man won't let go of his daughter, so it's not considered to be yotzal rishut atzma. Whereas the zeh haklal that appears now in our parak, in the Tzadigabi Ve'elun Nedarim La'atriyeh, Masara Av L'Shulchei Abal, even though there's no Chuppah, or Shemasro Shluchei Av L'Shulchei Abal, even though the Chuppah never happens, and the man dies, makes no difference. In Abal Mefer Bekodmim, even so. Teisha Ne'arot Nidrayem Kayami, a Bogeret, and then makes a Neder, who is Yitoma B'Chaya Yaviyah. A Nara who makes a Neder, and who is then Mitbageret, and is Yitoma B'Chaya Yaviyah. A Nara, and still a Nara, Shalom Bagra, but it was Yitoma B'Chaya Yaviyah. All of these are included under Yitoma B'Chaya Yaviyah. A Bogeret, who then is Mate Aviyah. A Nara, who then became a Bogeret, so she made the Neder as a Nara, and then Mate Aviyah. A Nara, and is still a Nara, Shalobagra, Umetaviyah. All of these cases are cases of Metaviyah. Nara, Shemetaviyah, Umisha, Metaviyah, Bagra. So now she made a Neder as a Nara, lost her father, and then anyway became a Bogeret. Or she made a Neder as a Bogeret, Vaviyah Kayam. Or she made a Neder as a Nara, became a Bogeret, and a Vaviyah Kayam. In all of these cases, bottom line is, she's a Bogeret. Nobody now to be made for the Neder. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, when we say in all of these cases, it doesn't mean she's a Nara necessarily. And she's still a Nara, or even a Ketana, if she's old enough to make Nedarim, she is not in her father's rishus. On Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the whole Mishnah's presentation is Dibur Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim disagree with the whole presentation, and they say the way to teach this is Shalosh Naharot Nidrayim Kayamim, a Bogeret, an actual Yitoma, and Yitoma B'Chayam. Konim She'ini Nehene La'ava Ula Avicha Im Osa Ani Alpicha. Or Konim She'ini Nehenet Lecha Im Osa Ani Alpiyava Alpi Avicha. In either case, Hareze Yafer. However, it's actually a Machloket, Tanya. She'ini ne'anet la'aba la'vicha imani osa la'picha. Rabbi Natan omer lo yafer, because she hasn't done it yet. V'chachomim omrim yafer. Netula nimena yodim imim shamashtecha. Rabbi Natan omer lo yafer, even though no matter which direction you look at it, if she keeps the tnai, there's a problem and he's able to be made for. Or if she keeps the neder, there's a problem and he's able to be made for. But the neder hasn't been chal, that's all that counts. V'chachomim omrim, obviously, in this case, Yafer. Now, there's an extension of the machloket when it comes to hafara, possibly even to the din of hatara. Because there was a case of Ahu Gava, the Itza Hanayata, the Alma Ale, in Nasiv Idita. If he was Nasiv Idita, Kilotanina Yochata. And he really tried. Right, Begapa, Vetuvila, Veloam Silamitna. So, Adur of Akhbar Ravuna and saw the poor guy is really, he keeps trying. But nothing happened. So v'shapshe v'intzivitata, and then he sharke tina so that he would need a dry cleaner. So I did a comment to Rav Chista. Omar Rav Amwal man chachim l'mevek yamilta ilad Rav Akbar Ravina de gaver rabu de kasava de chiyek the polig rabbanim Rav Natan b'afara hokanami polig b'sheila. The best thing to do is to have the netter actually be chal and then take care of it. Rav Papi Omar, well, why would anybody think that? Obviously, the machloket was only b'hafara. Over there, Rabbi Natan Zavar, in about Mefer, Elim Kekhala Neder. Dichtiv v'chafra halivana. It means it needs to be something that you're addressing with hafara. V'rabbanan Savre, Baal Mefer, Apapishlo Khala Neder. Dichtiv Mefer machshavot erumim. So, obviously, hafara, a plan, is sufficient to be Mefer. You undo a plan. Well, why isn't that undoing a planned netter, which is has a condition. Ava b'sheila, divrei hakol ein chacham atir klum, ela im kein chal ha-netter, dechtiv lo yachel devaro.